I don't know how Miss Harvey talked me into dancing in the Fountain of Youth. I don't know how she knew I danced at all, unless once, a long time ago, my mama told her so. But she did talk me into dancing. I leapt and swept my way through the Fountain of Youth, separated on the stage from all those limb-tight white girls. The ones who wouldn't dance with a Negro. They went home in a huff that first day, but some came back. They told Miss Harvey they'd dance, but they wouldn't touch any brown-skinned girl. Only the little girl from New York, Esther, that funny-talking kid. Only Esther didn't mind about me being colored.
I pushed the window up in school to get the stink of Leonora Sutter out of the classroom, where Miss Harvey brought her to show off a dance from last week's recital. Mr. Coldwell shuffed his arms, faked a shiver, ramped the sash back down, saying the day was too cold to leave the window open. Leonora Sutter turned and stared through me, that witchy girl with those fuming eyes. She meant to put a curse on me. She meant to. I left school right then. No amount of air will get the smell of her out of my nose, the soot of her out of my eyes.
I did first meet Sarah Chickering when I had Cummings here last year to be a fresh air girl in Vermont. Vermont is a nice place. They have wigglefish. That is what I did tell Daddy in New York when I had Cummings back to him. I did ask Daddy to have our livings in Vermont with Sarah Chickering for keeps, but Daddy did say no. So I made a long walk all by myself. I did follow the train tracks, and pretty quick Daddy did have Cummings after me. Sarah Chickering made two rooms to be for us in her big farmhouse with her dog, Jerry. We have sitting every night at the round table next to the hot stove, and I do catch the wigglefish through a hole Sarah Chickering does make in the ice. Daddy gives helps when Sarah Chickering has needs for extra big hands. But Daddy is a shoe man. He has shoe knowings. My friend Sarah Chickering, she has knowings of all things else.
Willie Pettibone handed me an article in school, torn from the town paper. It said, "Any person to whom an evening of hearty laughter is poison had better keep away from the community club minstrel show Friday evening at the town hall. All others will be admitted for a night of fun brought to you by 22 genuine black-faced coons." Felt like skidding on ice as I read. Felt like twisting steel. Why can't folks just leave me alone? Daddy says, "How alone you want to be, Leonora? You're already nothing but a wild brown island."
Roads were bad. Don't blame me. Not my fault. Those roads are nothing but hog wallow during a thaw. Folks ought to know that. Wright Sutter should have thought before bringing his wife and child along to town with him. That wasn't my fault. His horse and wagon miring down, stuck in the mud. I wasn't even on duty. Not my fault he couldn't get help. No one too energetic about helping the colored man hereabouts, even if he is a neighbor. Sutter, making deliveries, left his women folk in the wagon too long. Wife took a chill, waiting. She put a wrap around the little girl, Leonora. Sick all year, Sutter's wife was. Doc Flitt said she ought to go away to a sanatorium to get her health back. Right, Sutter didn't have money for that. Even if there was a sanatorium for colored folk. The Sutter woman died this past spring. Well, don't blame me. Roads were bad.
The preacher man, Johnny Reeves, did have sittings on the riverbank where I do make the leaves and twigs float by in the ice-green water. Even with my hat down over my ears, I did hear him cry. Neighbor, oh, neighbor. So I made my way to see what he did want. Johnny Reeves did stand when he had seeings of me, and a girl did stand up in the brown tangle bank beside him and run away. And Johnny Reeves did yell and make fist shakings at me, and I did yell and make fist shakings back, and we did have a good game of yellings and shakings. Until Sarah Chickering did call me, and I had runnings back to the house to gather the warm chicken eggs from the steamy straw nest.